Zechen Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zechen Nishmas Daniel Sheinavas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai. Morning, everybody. Okay, so the plan of action, Be'ezus Hashem, Gabriel, learning, is we're going to do one more packet, packet Zion, and then after that packet, we're going to do Chazara. And then after the Chazara, we'll continue with the, you know, packets from then. Okay. So we were discussing the inyan of, you know, eating meals on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and what the halachas are in terms of that. So, so there is a halacha in Te'imas Macholei Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. There's an inyan to taste the food on Friday that you're going to eat for Shabbos. You know, taste a little of the cholent, taste a little of the kugel, you know, and we want to understand where that comes from. That's just a very... Mayor Kesselman was asking me this a month or two ago. So we'll see what this, what is that, what is the limitations, what is the purpose, and what is all this all about. Okay. So, so let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun. Sif Aleph. On page 1, in Packet Zayin. Yashkin Baboker Bayom Hashishi Lahochin Tzarchit Shabbos. You should wake up early on Friday to be Mechin Tzarchit Shabbos. I feel the Yishlo Kama Avodim Lashamsho. You should. You have to be making Tzorche Shabbos. Rav Chista had Mechate Chayerek Dak Dak, Rav Yosef had Mvakin Eitzim. You see the different Amoraim used to prepare for Shabbos. Rav Zeir had Madlik Eish, Rav Nachman had Mesakin Habayis. Machnes Kalim. Him Yulmud called Adam Lo Yomar Lo Evgon Kvodi Kizel Kvodo Shemachabit HaShabbos. And you shouldn't say that it's not Lefi Kvodi, it's not, you know, I'm too chashiv to get involved in the menial labor of preparing for Shabbos. No one could say such a thing. So, if you look in the end of the Magen Avraham here, where I put the arrow, it says, "U'mitzvah litom hatafshilin, v'tzarech litom mikol tafshil be'erev Shabbos." K'savim. So we have to see what that means. He says it's a mitzvah to taste from the tafshilin. It's a mitzvah to taste from the different cooked items. V'tzarech litom mikol tafshil be'erev Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to taste from every tafshil on Erev Shabbos. So we have to see where that comes from and what is it all about. So he says, look in the Ksavim. So let's look in the Shar HaKavanos of the Arizal. There was Shar HaKavanos here on page 2. is Mimasha Kibel Moreno Rav Chaim Vital Mirabo Ha'ariza. It was what Rav Chaim Vital got the Kabbalah from his Rebbe, the Arizal. He says, so look at the Shara Kavanas. Gam roi la'odam litom kol ha'tavir. In other words, the Ksavim, I think they say that's the Shara Kavanas. This is the source of the Magen Avram. He says, Gam roi la'odam litom kol ha'tavshilin shebevashal barav Shabbos l'chovet Shabbos ki hu dugmas ha'odam ha'meichin su'udah le'melech. The person who's making a suda for the king. The Torah about Tavshil Mehim Tovim, Mehim Chay Seim Mehim Zetavlin. Kdei Shei Sakhlo, Kdei Shei Fashal Tavshil Mehim. In other words, if you know the king is coming to your house, so then you want to make sure that everything is perfect. So here the Shabbos Malkasa is coming to greet us. So therefore, we want to, so the food that we're bringing out L'Kovet Shabbos should be, proper good food. Just like, even though it's we're going to eat the food L'Kovet Shabbos, but anything we eat L'Kovet Shabbos is a covet for the Melech. Is a covet for the Melech. He says, Gomorrah l'Adam l'Tam kol ha'tafshil l'Shem v'ashal b'av Shabbos l'Kovet Shabbos. Ki hu dugmas ha'odam ha'mechin su'udo le'melech v'toim ha'tavshilim v'im tovim v'im chaserim eze tavlin k'dei sakano k'dei shiva shel ha'tavshilim ha'chein v'chol ze ho'rosh ha'mekabel ha'oreach b'sever panim yofos. In other words, if he's making sure, that means that the guest is, if he's making sure the food is good, then he wants to be mekabel the guest to save upon him yofus. V'zeh soto ameh chayim zochu, shetiknu b'tfilas musaf. And this is the soul of to ameh chayim zochu. So this is the secret behind to ameh chayim zochu. That if you're toim, you're chaim zochu, because you're showing that you are mechabed the melech. So if you're mechabed the melech, so then you'll get a lot of schar that you mechabed the ribbono shalom. Chol ze horosh and mekabel horeach. This shows that you mekabel the horeach b'sev upon him yofos. V'zeh so to mech chaim zochu shetniktu b'tfil of musaf b'shabbos. Tikkat de Shabbos, Ratzisa Korbanaseha. Ki kol ha-toim ha-tavshilin shel Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Zocha l'chayim elyonim. So this is the source. So someone asks you, what's the source for this idea? You say the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shar HaKavanos of Rav Chaim Vital in the name of his Rebbe, the Arizal.
But that's just talking about Shabbos itself. Right.
Yeah, the other word Tomer Chaim Zochu, the Pashas means the Shabbos itself, right? So he's saying, so the Chiddush of the of Chaim Vital from the Arizal is to do it on Erev Shabbos, right? The Pashas is it would be Shabbos itself, and he's saying that the Chiddush is you should do it on Erev Shabbos, and if you do an Erev Shabbos, it shows that you're Mechabed the guest. And that's and therefore kol atoim natafshil sheshabbos erev shabbos zocher lechayim elyonim. You are zocher for chayim elyonim.
Rebbe, does this apply to the entire family or just for cooking?
Pashas is one person that is. I mean, in other words, Bechora, the one who's the most qualified to Like if I would be Tohem, I'm not such an expert, but my wife, she would know much better. So there's no point in me being Tohem, so I wouldn't get the right answer. So the person who cooks the food, who knows what they're doing, you know, they should be the one to check up to make sure the
Magen Avraham is not giving us the reason. It seems everybody has that.
The Magen Avraham says what? What are you saying? So what are you saying in Pshat and the Magen Avraham?
The mitzvah to paste it. He doesn't say only on Princeton or only not sure.
But it's Rashi from the way he's quoting it from. Is because this way you'll know the Tom Tovim im Chaserim is a Tavlin. Right? So it's not a din that we want to whet our appetites. That is, if I eat a little kugel now, I'll want to eat more kugel on Shabbos because I know how good it is. No, it's basically a way of knowing whether you.
But the food is such a high reward for such a simple idea.
Well, what would you think the other pshat? And what would be the other pshat that you taste?
I don't know. I see. I mean, the chassidim, the minig is the rebbe gives it out. They come from the mikvah. Rebbe, mail for the food.
Well, on Friday.
Yeah. So obviously this. The first
truck
is strange, but now I see
the stomach. Right, but I mean, the rabbi gives it out on Friday, and people are towing him on Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but it sounds here from, if you look inside in the Shara Kavanas, yeah. It says yeah. That Kolze HaRosha, the Torah Tafshil, Heb Tovim, in Chasei Mezatar, Kedei Shi Saktam, or Kedei Shi Yivashal Tafshil Erachem.
It's also Mashman that goes on the Balabayas because he's the one in charge of the melech.
Right.
He shouldn't rely on the chef or his wife. Even if he's not such a maven, he has to make sure, you know, he's one who's nervous. He's always double checking the melech is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that the Magen Avraham Davka says it on the statement of Shulchan Aruch that everyone has to do it. There might be a guy for. Rabbi Kesselman saying that it's not only the wife.
Yeah, you're saying that. In other words, Rabbi Ezra Hagler saying it's on the sif that everyone has to do something. But I don't know. In other words, I don't know if the Magen Avraham means to make that comparison. I think the Magen Avraham is just saying that since we have a sif in the Shulchan Aruch of things that you have to do to be mechin for the Suda, so one of the things you have to do to be mechin the Suda is the toim from all the dishes of the Suda. So,
Rebbe, maybe we should say that perhaps the person who makes it shouldn't taste it because they have a bias, right? They naturally, you know, think kochi v'otzem yadi, so it's good.
Yeah.
Maybe just the opposite. Because the lashon of the Ari Dam Ravi the Adam Bitom Kola Tashili Sheme Bashel, he is cooking it, so he's the one who's supposed to taste it.
The lashon of the Ari is what?
Okay, Bitom Kola Tashili Sheme Bashel Berev Shabbos, that he cooked, not that somebody else cooked.
You're saying it's going on the cook itself. The cook itself. Well, that makes sense. Like Ramea said, the one who has the ability to rectify it is the one who should be tasting it. In other words, if I don't have the ability to rectify it, so I'll just be a critic. So what good is my being a critic if I'm not going to? What good? There's no extra covered if I'm going to taste it. And I see it's not so good. And then what? So what do we accomplish?
The ability to fix it.
What?
Then you tell the one who has the ability to fix it. You call your wife. You call whoever's cooking it. And tell her it needs more salt. It needs more whatever.
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hear.
Does the Mishnah Berurah bring this mitzvah? I'm honest.
Let's 1 second. And look at the Shibboleth HaLeket, 1 second, on page 6. So he just repeats the same take a look at the Machzor Vitri here, page 8. Says the Machzor Vitri, to Mecha Chaim, Tana Kol HaToim, Tavshilu Bev Shabbos, Marichim Lo, Yom Avushnosov. Anyone is Toim, Tavshilu Bev Shabbos, Marichim Lo, Yom Avushnosov, Yushalmi, Farsh Taim, Shalo Yichos, Al Bnei Beso. Bibnei HaKdachas Tavshilu. Well, you shouldn't get angry that the food is no good. He's saying a different word. It's a din of shalom bayis. In other words, if it doesn't taste good and you're at the suda, some people might get upset. But if you rectify it from before, Then that's a different word than the word of the Arizal. The Arizal's word is that it's the covet of the Melech. But he's saying a word of Shalom Bayis.
I understand why as a child, I always remember that my father's friend of Ruff would check the chalim, see if the fire is the right size.
But not eat, I mean eat it or just
the fire? No, that the fire under the chalim, under the is not too hot, but it's warm. Uh-huh. That affects the chalim.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So then what did the Arizal mean when he said that you'd be able to greet everyone with saving from Yafut? Is that not a similar idea that it's like everyone's not happy, not angry about the food not being good?
He's saying that, one second. It's showing that you want to do something good for the king. So you're bringing a good food in honor of the king. So that's the favorite part of Yafos. But here he's just saying a practical thing, that just like we light Shabbos candles, that you shouldn't stumble on the... You know, you shouldn't trip on something on Shabbos, and that could cause a lack of Shalom Bayis. So the same thing over here.
This finish I see in the Arizal is, who's the king? I'm eating it. If it doesn't taste good, it's only me who's not going to have that.
Right, but you're doing it, we're eating l'kovod ha-melech. So if it doesn't taste so good, it's not going to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's places, you know, but if the food isn't good, that's brought out l'kovod ha-melech, that's considered not being mekabel the melech b'sefer ponim yafos.
Maybe it's also all the other guests who are going to eat l'kovod ha-melech suda.
What?
In other words, when the melech comes to my house, I'm going to serve all the people the same dishes.
Yeah.
Honor of the melech, everybody gets to eat from a meal.
Right. But I think the Machzor of Vitri's vort here, I think, is a very different vort than what everyone else was saying. In other words, it's not so much about the honor of the king, it's the honor that there should be Sholem Bayis in the house. And if there's no Sholem Bayis in the house, then that's going to be something not... Yeah.
This is the opinion of Hillel. Higdicha tavshilo as a ground for divorce.
Right. Right, that's the last Mishnah in Gittin that he's quoting. That Higdila tavshilo, so that's something, you know. So that could. So what he's saying, it's similar to Hadlokas Neir Shabbos, is Mishum Sholem Bayis, that Sholem Bayis means things should go smoothly on Shabbos. And if somebody falls on trips on something, so that could, you know, when things aren't going smoothly, that could be a problem. And it's interesting. He says in the Machzor Vitri, he says Tana Kol Atoim Tavshilu Bev Sharos Marichin Lo Yomav Vishnosav. So in the footnote, he says Maimer Zeh Leisa Lefaneinu. Because we don't have such a mimer. Mimer zeh leisa lefaneinu. Okay, and now the next Mokor is Shulchan Shlomo. Morena of Shlomo Zalman, Sheya'av Bezdin Mir Delita. Shulchan Shlomo. Page 10, he says, Mitzvah lito mikol tavshil be'erv Shabbos u'pshita b'Shabbos. Nearly. V'yib b'basav yayin magdana k'fi yicholto. So what does it mean? Mitzvah lito mikol tavshil be'erv Shabbos u'pshita b'Shabbos. How do you understand that? What's the pshita b'Shabbos?
If the food has spoiled on Shabbos, it should not be presented at the table.
So what does it mean? That you should taste the food on Shabbos also?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, before the meal, you should... Yeah. There was a din of Tomaz, not only on Friday night, but what? On Friday afternoon, but also what? Also Friday night or also Shabbos afternoon? How do you understand this? No, what did he say?
Why can't you say that if it's an Indian of Shalom Bayis that he's being encouraged to try all the food?
So, meaning, you mean just... You mean, so your wife shouldn't be insulted that you didn't eat all...
Give his wife credit for preparing all the food. I mean,
maintaining
Shalom Bayis that way.
Let's see. Mitzvah lito mikol tavshil be'erv Shabbos. Pshita b'Shabbos. Is that the pshat that he... Or is he saying because... In other words, or what was the Katan was saying, you want to make sure that the food is still good before... Or is it the lunch food you're going to be toeing on Shabbos? In other words, is it, or is it the idea to make sure that the food is still good? Not that, oh, your wife, she made so many things, so if you're only going to eat some of the things and everything.
But he could be including both shittas. You have the shitta that makes sure that you don't want to have machlokas and kas because something isn't good.
Right.
And you also have the yin of shalom bias. Both of them are covered by the fact that you
buy it. Mitzvah little mikol tavshil be'ev shabbos shita b'shabbos.
They didn't ask him maybe that he means the other person put to taste anything that was made on Shabbos. You should make sure to eat from it. And say, okay, only you know, the challah and the fish. Anything that was made on Shabbos, you should buy.
Say again?
Anything that was made on Shabbos, you shouldn't avoid eating. You should make sure you eat anything that was made on Shabbos.
Because why?
I'm not in the mood for challah this week.
Right.
The challah was made with covered Shabbos.
I would say not like that. I would say if I'm not in the mood for challah this week, then I shouldn't have the challah because I'm not going to. Then for me, it's not going to be an Oinik Shabbos because I'm not in the mood for challah. To force yourself into. Because if you say, like Rabbi Levy saying, that you want to mechabed your wife. So she made 10 different macholim, so she eat all of them. And if you want to...
So I'm saying the same idea,
Mechab and the Shabbos. I'm not sure if he's saying either of these things. I thought maybe he means like what Mr. Katan is saying, just you should...
I have no clue what he's saying.
That you should eat from everything just to make sure that it's good. Not to insult your wife and not to... for the conversation. For because it was made the covered Shabbos, so that behooves you to eat it. But rather, you know, just like we said before, that maybe the food is not good, like the Arizal. So, so that
other thing reminds me of the Alter Spare Rebbe. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah,
I used to go to his tish on Shabbos. I was there a few times. Barely ate. All he did was taste.
Right. Yeah, well, I think all Rebbes are like that, no?
Right. I mean, you have to taste the food.
Right. In other words, do the Rebbes really, they take a couple of spoons from the soup? They don't sit there and...
I'm talking about the old Rebbes that were, you know, the real thing. Well, he uses the expression litom, it doesn't say laftal. Right, that's why I got
it. It's a litom we call tafshu.
It's talking topics for today. It's all my drag.
Rabbi, so I have a friend that
what do you say, Rowie?
I say I have a friend. He told me he has a minhag every single Arab Shabbos to have. He tells me it's like the pre-Shabbos Kiddush that he has that in his family. That's their minhag that. Let's say Shabbos starts at 7, around 5:30, they have like a few hot dogs before shul. So,
and that's things they're going to be serving on Shabbos.
Yeah, I mean, no, they're not going to be serving that.
They're not going to be serving it on Shabbos.
It's like similar. It's like similar. Like they'll have like a piece of kugel, like for sure that they like set out for.
But is this going to be the same kugel that they're going to have on Shabbos, or this is a kugel just for Erev Shabbos?
I think they make it specifically for Erev Shabbos.
Right. So the question is, where does that come from? Is that in other words, because that's not Tomel. Chor Tomel is dafka from the food that you can have on Shabbos, from the same kugel that you can have on Shabbos, you have it from Erev Shabbos to make sure that it tastes good.
Well, Pashas is the same recipe, Rabbi, no? I mean, so if the Erev Shabbos kugel is no good, then you can improve it because it's the same thing.
If the same recipe, but it could be one you kept in the oven longer, one you kept in shorter, you know, if it's not mamish, the same thing. It can be the same recipe, but sometimes this is good and this one is good and this one is no good. That's but this idea that you're saying that to have a food dafka, if anything, I would think maybe it's I don't know. What do you think? Have we seen a mocker for such a thing?
Everybody thinks this might be a problem.
Well, what would be the problem? The problem would be that you're eating...
ruining your appetite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you thought it was a problem. So when I spoke to him, he said it's like they don't get full off it. It's just like it's almost you get a taste of Shabbos before Shabbos is what he was saying to me.
Yeah. No, I know people that do that. They'll serve some kugel on Friday afternoon. Okay. But if it's the same kugel, so that's the tomeh.
Can you answer about Shito Shabbos? What Sharana?
What?
Did the Rebbe answer what Pshito Shabbos means? That's still
confusing. So let's go back. Yeah, so what does it mean, Pshito B'Shabbos? So I don't know, if you say what Rav Katan said, that you want to, Pshito B'Shabbos, that you should taste before Shabbos to make sure it's still good. Is that what you said, Rav Yosef Katan?
Yes. Because good things could spoil. The children could get dry or...
Yes. So what, before the meal, he's saying you should try to taste the foods that you're going to serve. And now, a Pshita B'Shabbos means on Friday night or means Shabbos lunch?
Probably lunch, I think. By the next day, things they didn't have refrigeration in those days.
So what, he's going to be toeing the Friday night meal food on Friday afternoon? And the Shabbos lunch food on Shabbos morning?
Yeah, before Kiddush, that's another problem. When he's going to taste it?
Well, he could taste it after Kiddush, but before the...
Okay. Also, there's another way to look at it, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Sometimes, by Moroccans, they make a lot of salads, like maybe 10 different, 20 different salads. So you say, lit'om, you could taste a little bit of each salad, that's like... the variety that makes Shabbos a real Onik Shabbos out of that. That's a positive way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps it's the balance.
What?
Maybe what the Shulchan Shlomo is saying is the team of the Alma is the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos.
Right, because you don't want to be kovei suda, because then you get into all the shilas we were talking about before. But the original mocker is the Shar HaKavanos. You know, that is the, you know, that's where the Magen Avraham is quoting from. And that says, Ki ha-dugma sa'adam ha-meir... Whereas you treat Shabbos as the melech. But it's interesting that it means we're not, the melech is not eating here, but our eating is the kovod hamelech. So if it's good, then it's a good kovod hamelech. So our eating is kovod hamelech. If it's good food, then that's more kovod hamelech. Because the melech is not eating, Shabbos is not eating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not eating, then we're eating. So if the food is good, that's kovod hamelech. And if the food is not good, then it's not kovod hamelech. That's the simple pshat. And the Machzor of Vitri has this idea of Shalom Bayis. So he says, that's what he says. So Machzor Dritzi says, if there's adlokas neiros is shalom bayis, so the food itself has to make sure it has to be good. So there shouldn't be a chas, you know, it shouldn't be lack of shalom bayis.
Can I ask, what does te'ima mean, Bafala? How much is there?
Oh, so te'ima, we have to see. What does te'ima mean? So that's going to be a Gemara in Brachas. On page 4. by mine ashi and tana de veram ami miravami hashoy betainis moshe yito. If a person is fasting, could he taste? Achilush dia kibir leiv haleka. Odil mahanaki bir leiv haika. Am I telling? In other words, if a person is in a tainus, so he's allowed to be toim. So he says toim vein bekachlum. He can be toim. So pashtus says, what does it mean that he just tastes it and that he spits it out? Because he's saying it's not a chilush tia. Chilush tia kibbeh lev aleka odilma hanak yabi alev haika. So Pashas in the Gemara, when they talk about Te'ima, it means, like Tosa says, Tovim ve'im b'kachlo peyesh rabbein chanal shechozer polit. It means that you spit it out. But that doesn't mean that that's what it means in the context of Tomech Chaim Zochel. I think there just means you actually eat it. You just taste a little bit.
So when the Gemara continues and says, "Ravami Ravasi Tame Achshir Rav Yosa," also spitting it out, or you can eat until Achshir Rav Yosa.
Right. So it says here, "Akama Ravami Ravasi Tame Achshir Rav Yosa." Yeah, also to spit out.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Tosa says in the bottom. Because, in other words, it doesn't mean it's a fast day. So, the stomach doesn't, you know, it's not eating. The question is, could he at least be towing? But in our context, I think it actually means to eat. Because it would be baltashkits l'chora.
Right.
To take it and to spit it out. So Mustoma, see, a fast day, you have no choice. You want to get some hana, so maybe you could still get some hana. But here would be a baltashkis. If you on Erev Shabbos, you're tasting for the macholim, you're just chewing it to see if there's salt or this, and then you're spitting it out, and Mustoma would be a baltashkis on the food. That's what I would think.
Also, the Shabbos on the 9 days, you can't.
So that's what I want to. I think maybe that's in the net. Maybe there's one more packet that I made on Tomel. Also, I want to do that before. So even if.
Or Erev Shabbos is our.
Yeah, in other words, that's the question of about the 9 days, what Rav Shlomo Golfinkel just said. What's the din of the 9 days? You can eat meat on Shabbos, so you'll have to be. To a meha fleishik on Friday afternoon. That's a very important shaila. Is there a heter for or over there? Does a taka mean to spit it out? So I want to make sure to do that. That
Friday
might be
Sarbatavis.
A Sarbatavis, yeah. So the Sarbatavis is that falls out on Friday. Yeah, we have to do the Sefer Soros Tshuva, so maybe that's in the next. So we're going to do that packet also before we start Chazara. Whenever Tomer finishes, then we'll start Chazara. But that's the Tshuva in the Soros Tshuva. The Chasam Sofer's grandson wrote a Tshuva about this. What's the din of eating Fleishik, being Toyim Fleishik on Friday when it's the 9 days? is there heter of tomeh or not? So that's an important shaila. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to stop here for now. And again, let Yitzchak Carroll and Ezra Hagler know if you want to. I mean, again, we're still going to continue Zoom for all those that can't come. We're still continuing Zoom, but if you want to also be here in person, so please let Yitzchak Carroll and Ezra Hagler know what your plans are, so then we can figure out, you know, all the details. But again, we're not taking away the Zoom, because there are people there for either they're living further away or whatever other reasons might be, that they're not going to be actually coming in, but we still consider them part of our shir, and we want to be able to accommodate everyone. So please let Yitzchak Carroll and Ezra Hagler, everyone has your contact information, and then you'll call me later and let me know, okay? So Ezra, good morning. Roe, good morning. And Elon, good morning. And Ben Aberman, good morning. And Yona Moisey. And Michael Malolo, morning. And Yilad Wagner, how are you? Avishai Samoa, good morning. And Yosef Katan,
good
morning. And Nathan Bauer, good morning. And Dr. Presby. And Daniel Albert. And Rabbi Levy, good morning.
Good morning.
And
Chodesh Tov
to everybody, right? And Nathan Bauer and Moshe Carroll, Shlomo Garfinkel, of Yisrael Shemoah, Yehuda Shitris, good morning. And Jacob Silberger, Akiva Poppers, and Yitzchak Carroll, good morning, and Meir Kesselman, Akiva Poppers, and Rav Harari, and Roe, and Ilan Sassoon, and Daniel Albert. Who's the phone over here? Akiva, are you coming in, the SOI, to run the SOI presidency?
Yeah, I'm planning on coming in on Thursday morning. So hopefully that works out. And we're working on some incentives to get guys to stay in for Shabbos.
Rabbi, this says this upcoming Shabbos, I believe, right?
Yes, yeah.
Well, so Rabbi, just my deacon called me earlier. I'll put this in an email to Rabbi's wife for her to show Rabbi. But, you know, they're doing a staggered move-in. So people who live out of town get to move in, like, Wednesday afternoon. And people who are in town who are moving into the dorms aren't allowed to move until later. So, you know, that's going to affect the amount of people in this year each day that are in campus.
Okay, now if we would want to, is there a way to get a laptop for me? Like to have, if we would want to have, give the shir in the classroom with the guys that are coming to the base managers, but I'll still do the Zoom, how could we arrange that?
Well, I was going to ask for a laptop, but then Ezra said that he's going to be there every day and set up the Zoom, so he has what he needs, and he doesn't want to have that extra chrys of having to lug around the laptop owned by
one. Oh, so you mean it'll be his, you mean we can use his laptop?
I mean, does Rebbe want I'm sure I could ask if Rebbe wants a laptop.
I don't need to, you know, if we have, the idea is to have it. You know, so if Ezra is offering it, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that we're, you know, that we can have the shiur in the classroom or the base medrash, depending.
Yeah, we could do it in either or. I think the Wi-Fi is a little better in the classroom, but, you know, we'll see how the Wi-Fi is now.
Okay. Okay, so we'll play it by ear. And okay, so whatever ideas that people have, they should let Yitzchak and Ezra know. Rav Harari, good morning.
My name is Aaron.
Okay, call to. Have a good day. Bye bye.